Yeah.
This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Amundsen, Amundsen, first name Anthony, Anthony, date of birth February 11, 1971, date of evaluation April 3, 2023, the chief complaint, syncopal episode. The HPI, the patient is known to have syncopal episode dating to 2012 period. At that time, Carlos, he was using methamphetamine period. He stated that he last used methamphetamine September 15, 2022 period. He reports occasional wheezing, but is otherwise doing well. He is further requiring surgery for weight loss and requires surgical clearance period. He has had no chest pain, osteopenia, or PND period. Past medical history, one syncope, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, cholecystectomy 2 years ago, next number umbilical hernia, next number tonsillectomy. The medication, tenazepril, 10 milligrams one daily, Celebrex, milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams HS, allergies, iodine results in rash, family history, mother died at age 40 of heart problem, father died secondary to trauma, social history, he reports history of amphetamine and alcohol use, but none since September. He denies cigarette smoking. The review of system, constitutional. He has had weight gain. The review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs. Blood pressure 138/79, pulse 77, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 365 pounds, period. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Gastrointestinal. Abdomen is noted to be obese, period. Bowel sounds normally active. No masses or tenderness noted. Extremity reveals 2+ fitting edema, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 72 beats per minute, period. There is slightly prolonged QT interval at 421 milliseconds/460 corrected, period. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male with history of amphetamine use disorder, period, who presents with history of hypertension, obesity, and ongoing edema, period. He has had syncope in the past. I suspect his syncope may have been related to cardiac dysfunction, especially given history of amphetamine. The recommendation, he requires dobutamine echo to assess for ischemia and left ventricular function. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.